The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
And by All-Star Vacation Homes, who are offering a last-minute Orlando vacation special. The special runs from September 22nd to December 19th, and you would get a fifth night free when you stay for four nights. To take advantage of this special, call 1-866-385-5384. And for more information, you can visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
Hi, my name is Zachary, and I listen to the Mickey Miles Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles Podcast. From 5K fun runs to full marathons, this is the podcast that helps you learn everything you need to know about running Disney races. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 225 of the Mickey Milers Podcast. Genevieve wants a new foam roller. Judy Vincetti wants some new shoes. Rick and Beth Anderson want race retreat. What do you want for Christmas or your holiday list for runners? We're going to talk about it today as we explore our annual holiday running gift list. And unfortunately, my regular co-host cannot be with us today. So in his place, we have somebody else, a very special guest. Welcome to the show, sir.
So, mommy kissing. Oh, Michelle, can you hear me?
Hello, Santa. Thank you for joining us.
Hi, little Michelle. This is little Michelle Scribner. I remember you when you were knee-high to a grasshopper.
So, thank you for taking time out of your schedule to come and join us for this very special annual show where we talk about what runners really want.
Well, you know, Michelle, lately I've been getting lists of things for runners and I don't know what the heck they want. So, I am so pleased as punch that you could bring me here. I had to make arrangements with the missus to let me come, but I'm really looking forward to it. And, you know, you've always been on the nice list, so you may be getting a few things this year.
I'm trying my hardest. And I think you brought some elves with you. Would you like to introduce them?
Yes. The first elf is, boy, I remember her when she was a tiny, tiny girl. It's Helen Dunn. Hello, Helen.
Hello, Santa. I'm excited to talk to you.
I'm still waiting for your list. You know, it's November, so it's, young lady, it's time to get that list to me.
I'm working on it.
I'm sure you are. And we also have another elf, and boy, he's quite a story because he's been off and on the nice and naughty list for a long time. But I think he's finally straightened out, and he's going to be ever since he dipped Peggy Smith's pigtails in the inkwell. He's been good ever since. It's Michael Miller. Hello, Michael.
Santa, I've always told you I was framed.
Well, go ahead, Michael.
No, I'm doing fine, and thank you, Santa. I'm happy to finally be on the good list.
Well, the cool thing about Michael, too, is that he is actually, Santa, this is how good he is. He's taking time out from his family vacation at Walt Disney World to come and give us his ideas of what should be on runner's gift list. So that's pretty nice, huh?
That's very nice of him. That reminds me, I got to get ready because I think I'm in one of the parades down there. I got to look at my iCloud. Is it what is it called?
That's all right, Santa. Don't worry.
I've been around for like a million years, so I don't know what this stuff is.
All right. Well, you take a back seat for a few minutes because I'm going to tell you that do we have you and your elves here to talk about what runners might want on their holiday gift list. But also we asked people on our Mickey Milers Facebook page and on the Mickey Miles team what they might want, and we have compiled a very extensive list. So get your pens and pencils ready so that you can write your letters to Santa or your emails to Santa, and we're going to get started. But we're going to do this in a very special way. We're going to go from runner's toes to head. We're going to talk about technology, and then we're going to talk about other stuff. that sound good?
Just a minute, and I'll get out my piece of paper, and I have to make sure I record all these, Michelle. And once again, thank you. And Helen and Michael, do a good job, because, you know, they may be a little something special in your stockings if you do. Okay, let's get going.
All right, let's get started with what Facebook people want. We're talking about toes and feet. And we have Jackie Cabrera, who wants lock laces for her shoes. And she also wants socks. A lot of people wanted socks. I think Liz Driscoll wanted socks too, and some people wanted sneakers, although sneakers might be tricky to get for a runner. Helen, what's on your list for feet and shoes?
Well, I am not generally a big sock snob, but today I was out running in the first cold weather run of the year for me, and I was wearing my smart wool socks, and they were awesome.
Love
and my
those.
Feet did not get cold, and they're very expensive, so I only have a couple pairs.
Love those. So, where do you get them?
I actually got mine at a EMS store. I don't know if Eastern Mountain Sports is everywhere, if that's just a local thing, but that's where I got mine. But I think they're available pretty much anywhere in an outdoorsy type store.
I have lots of pairs of those. I got some at EMS too, and we have an L.L. Bean outlet around where I live, and I get them there for a little bit cheaper. Michael, do you have anything for shoes on your list, shoes or socks or feet?
If you're looking for some stocking stuffers, I think one of the neatest trends that I see out there are lace bling. Basically, they're little foam things that you put in your laces, and they look from anything like wings to different kinds of patterns that people might want to just wear to give themselves a little extra kick or something. If, you know, when you run at Disney, you want to basically do a costume, they would help with that.
Those are great. Those are adorable. I actually bought a pair for the Avengers that are wings too. So those are cool. I've seen them at expos. Have you seen them at running stores, Michael?
Yep, they've actually started appearing more in running stores. And actually, I saw one in a DSW shoe store. They had some there.
Oh, cool. Santa, anything to say about that?
Well, you know, I'm glad you're talking about this, because the other day I got an email from Jack Frost, and he wanted me to give him some hints for me. And since I'm entered in the Frostbite Half Marathon up at the North Pole on January 10th, I think I could use these socks. So, boy, I'm really getting education here. Thank you.
Okay. So let's go with, how about we say lower torso? Lower torso. So we're talking like leggings and things like that. So I'll tell you right now that there are a lot of people who want sparkle skirts or skirt sports. And I'm sure Helen has something to say about that. So Crystal Lemoyne wants sparkle athletic skirts. And let's see who else is on our list here. I know a lot of people want anything, and I'm included in this, from Athleta.com. We have a store pretty close to us. Lots of cool running bottoms and things like that from Athleta. What about you, Helen?
Well, as you mentioned, I am a skirt sports person, so I have a couple recommendations from them, two different ones. The first one is for those people who live in very cold places like you, Michelle. They have a product called the Ice Queen Ultra Skirt, and it's actually pants and a skirt attached all the way to the floor, but it's heavier than like your standard issue tights, and they have wind blocking in them, and they are super awesome. I was a little skeptical last winter when I got them, but once I wore them, I never wanted to wear anything else in the cold weather. They are
absolutely
awesome.
Say the name of those again.
Ice Queen Ultra.
Ice Queen Ultra.
And they're a little bit expensive, but they are worth every penny. I'm not kidding. I didn't wear any other pants to run last winter.
Okay.
And for those who don't need super, super warm, they have really cool, they're called Redemption Capris, but they come in super fun patterns. That's like the big trend. And I know Athleta has a ton of really cool patterned capris and tights, which are fun, I think.
Cool. Michael Miller?
Okay, so I figured shorts would not be just a simple answer. So I actually did some research here, and I'm going to recommend a utility kilt. or a sport kilt. They're two different websites, and basically they make kilts for men. And if you order early enough, you can get them customized to have running pockets for goos, gels, whatever you have. And they come in all of the Scottish patterns that you can get out there. But since I've run with Helen numerous times, and I just got to say, women can talk about sparkle skirts and sport skirts longer than I ever thought possible. So I think kilts, that's what I would put out there for men.
So are you saying that there might be a MacLane tartan? If I look for women too?
Wow. Yes. Yes. Very cool. And they're designed for running.
And so are you going to be the pioneer on the Disney World race courses with a kilt?
The year I would probably wear it, I'd probably be on the naughty list. So I'm sure I wouldn't get it.
Okay. Anything else? Santa, what about you?
Well, I'm learning so much. You know, that Mrs. Claus is on the Couch Potato to 5K program, and she's going to be running the Chilly Willy 5K in early February. Willy. So I think I might look into this Ice Queen thing that little Helen Dunn mentioned. So this is really helping me. Not only am I making a list for everybody, but I'm really learning a lot. Michelle, you know, thank you very much. You've always been a good little girl, and this is going to go pretty far for this Christmas.
All right, so let's move on to upper torso. And we have our buddy Ian Sr., who's actually in, just like Helen is an ambassador for skirt sports, Ian is an ambassador for Ink and Burn and inkandburn.com. And they have, I'm sure Michael Miller has one of these, the holiday sweater tech shirt. So he's recommending that, which I think is kind of neat too. And nobody else wanted anything for upper torso, but I bet our buddy Helen has some ideas.
I do. And one is pretty boring, but it's a solid staple for anybody in their closet, which is a really good thermal base layer. It's boring, like I said, but I have a million long-sleeved race t-shirts, which I'm always burying under jackets and everything else. But I found out last year, if you wear a nice thermal shirt and put your long sleeve race shirt on top of it, most of the time that's solid enough to go out and run on a nice long run. So I think that's a good thing to have in your running wardrobe.
Good idea. Michael?
I'm going to go outer layer. I'm going to recommend a running vest called By Road Noise, and this is an interesting invention. It was done for people who like to run those relays over a couple days, and basically it's a reflective vest that you put your phone in a pocket and you plug into it, and it has speakers on the shoulders and on the inside, and it basically will be playing your music so you can hear it, but it's only you really can hear it, and it's loud enough for you to listen to it.
Say the name of that again, Michael.
Road Noise, and I think it's a great invention because when you're running at night and you really shouldn't have your ears plugged up so you can hear, you can listen to your music and be reflective at the same time.
Very, very cool. And I know everybody likes their own type of running gear. And for me, anything for the upper torso that's Nike, I just like Nike stuff. That's kind of my go-to thing. So you should find out what your runner likes. Do you guys have go-to, like a brand that you really like? I know, Helen, you like Skirt Sports, but is there any other running brand that if your family were going to get you something like Brooks or Asics or something like that?
I think I have more Brooks stuff than anything else other than Skirt Sports.
Yeah, I like Brooks too. Michael?
Actually, I'm at the point where I've told people no longer to buy my shirts because I have so many race shirts.
That's true.
I feel it's a waste of money.
But
one thing I do like, I did have for 8 years a New Balance running outer shell that was with the nicest running vest or jacket that I've ever had.
Cool. All right, let's talk about the noggin, the head. Anything that you get? I mean, we have cold weather coming. What would you recommend, Helen?
The thing that always gets me is when my ears get cold. So I am a big fan of like the fleecy ear warmer band kind of things instead of a whole hat. A whole hat is generally too warm for me, but the headband, I don't even know what to call those things. Headbands are my thing.
Yeah, headband. What about you, Michael?
No, I used to run in just like a woolish cap or one of those knit stocking ones, but somebody finally gave me one that was basically out of the tech gear, and it was so much nicer. So I do have like a skull cap made out of that, but other than that, I usually just wear a running hat, even in the cold.
Okay. I have I think it's an Under Armour cap that I like it because it has a little hole in the back for my ponytail to stick out, but it also makes my, it makes it stay on while I'm running. And Helen turned me on to this about, I think this is our third time doing this gift guide, but Helen, you may remember way back when you told me about the Buff, and that is one of my go-to things to have in the cold weather. So it's they're different types made out of different materials, many, many different patterns, and it's something that you can put around your neck. You can put, use it as a headband. I think it's a really nice general runner thing to get. Don't you agree, Helen?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely love my Buff. And in fact, I just recommended it to a friend of mine who was running the New York Marathon on that super windy day.
And which was, a few days ago.
Right, a few days ago. And she was panicking that she was going to be too cold. And I told her to go get one. And then, you know, she could pull it up, take it off, do whatever she needed to during that race.
Yeah, because the nice thing about it is you could make it into a ponytail holder. It could be a headband. You could do lots and lots of different things with it.
You know, this is the kind of statement that usually gets me on the naughty list, but I'm always going to remember from now on that Helen and Michelle like to go out running in the cold in the Buff. I think that's a great statement.
Oh, Michael, Michael, Michael. But, you know, getting back to the Buff, there are some Christmas Eves that I think I could have used one. I think I'm going to give myself a little early Christmas present and give myself some of that, what is it called, a Buff? A Buff that might be enough for the cold stuff. Buff cuff stuff.
All right,
anyways,
Santa.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm learning
thank you.
So much, Michelle. Michael, be careful, Michael.
All right, so let's talk about, right now let's talk about technology. So a lot of people talked about things that they wanted for technology. Sherry Poyant wants a Forerunner 220. A lot of people wanted a Garmin. Jessica McNett wanted a Garmin. Some people want a Vivo Fit, which I think is by Garmin too. And let's see. Somebody wanted a TomTom multi-sport cardio. Ian Connor wanted that. And yeah, a lot of people wanted what I want, which is, you know what it is, Santa? It's coming out next year. You won't be here for Christmas.
I think it's our friends at Apple. They're doing it again. My God, I've had to wear a truss lately because of all the Apple products I've had to deliver. And I bet you it's that, what is it called? The iWatch?
Apple Watch.
Apple Watch. I was close. Yes,
Amy Chase wants an Apple Watch.
Amy,
several
okay.
people. Write down that name.
Down.
Yeah.
Chase.
Let's see. Carl Friedrichs, our buddy.
Oh, Carl.
Geologist Carl.
Good
yep,
boy.
He wants
He's a good
an
boy.
Apple Watch. So, guys,
are a nice family.
Yes. Any tech things that are on your radar that you think would be fun for runners to have? Helen?
Well, the Garmin 220 was on my list, but I finally got one for my birthday. So now I'm very excited. But another Garmin that is a little bit of an unsung hero these days, I think, is the Garmin 15, which is a little bit it kind of combines a Garmin GPS watch and like a fitness tracker, like a Fitbit or something, into one little unit. So I think that might be a fun little gadget for somebody.
Cool. Anything else? No? Okay, Michael.
So I do have a VivoFit. I got it actually for a work challenge, and actually I'm amazed at how much – I figured I'd just wear it for the challenge and I'd get rid of it. I'm actually wearing it as a normal watch. The VivoFit, which is the down from what's called the VivoSmart, its battery will last a year, and it has everything that's really – it's sort of addictive. It has not just a clock and the calendar and your goal pace, you know, which it sets based off of how much you walk. It also has a countdown function that lets you see as you get each step closer to your goal. So I think that's, as an entry-level one, I think that's great. The other product that is coming out, which actually I just read 5 reviews last night on it because people sent, but we're posting links, is the new Microsoft Band. And actually, it sounds like it's going to give Apple the Apple Watch a run for its money, because not only does it have all of the step counter stuff built in, but it actually has built into the unit itself your heart rate monitoring capabilities. It takes it from your wrist, and it also syncs up with both Apple Android phones and has fitness features and Gold Gym workouts, which I thought was rather interesting. So Gold Gym actually partnered with them and gives you like running tips and workouts that you can do while wearing it.
Very cool. Yeah, I saw people posting about that last night. And the Apple Watch will have a heart rate monitor too, just so you know. Okay, So let's get into other things. I know that we didn't mention other types of accessories. Kristen McWilliams, our buddy from Nashua, wants some sweaty bands, which I see everywhere now. You can get them online or at your local running store. There are people who want hydration belts, the Fitletic. Donna Magrini wants a hydration belt. What are other gadgets or accessories that you think would be interesting for runners to have? Helen?
Well, this is neither a gadget nor an accessory, but it's the thing that I am looking forward to getting. And it's a little bit different. It's a runner subscription box. Have you guys heard of these things?
Somebody mentioned it online, but I honestly don't know what it is.
Okay, so there's a couple different ones. The ones I know about, one is called Runner Box, and the other one is called Stride Box. And basically, it's a service where you pay $15. One is $15 a month, and one is $15 every other month. And they send you a box of stuff related to running. It's a lot of different samples of nutrition things. I think one has socks in it or other, you know, little accessories and gadgets, things you might not know that you needed. So in my head, it's sort of like a running expo in a box delivered to your house, which seems like fun to me.
So do you have the option of sending it back? Is it kind of like the old music and book subscription services?
I don't think it's like that. I think, you know, you get what you get. But they have coupons and things like that. And you don't have to subscribe for like a whole year or anything. Like you can go month to month on the subscription. So it's just like a little box of surprises.
And it's never the same from what I understand.
So yeah, they always it's never the same.
They always have new deals with new companies, like new sports bars and stuff like that. And they're always rotating what you get.
Interesting. Interesting. Anything else, Helen?
I don't think anything for this category, no.
Okay. Michael?
So I actually think that's a great idea, the runner box. I was talking to Tara about what she usually gets me, and one of the things that I like is Tara usually buys me the stuff. She does her own version, I guess, of the runner box, stuff that I wouldn't buy myself. Usually when I go out, I always buy the stuff I like and I always use, but she will always, around the holidays, buy me things, such as, like, last year she got me the little Stinger waffles.
Oh, nice.
And gave me some of those. I never had them before, and I would never have bought them for myself, but I love them. So these are the things I eat before, like, a Disney race or something like that. I'll have some of those. So I think things like different food or nutrition stuff that you wouldn't normally do, it's sort of like our own version of the runner box. I think that's a great opportunity of something that it just mixes it up and gives you something different you wouldn't normally buy.
So kind of build a little runner box for your runner, putting these things in
yep.
it. Yeah,
yep.
I like it.
Well, you know, Michelle, that runner box is a great idea. I think, I've got a lot of helpers up at the North Pole, and a lot of them are getting ready for their upcoming races, of course, after Christmas, because with the Christmas rush, we just don't have time. Even that little Herbie, he's running in the dentist half marathon, and I think that he might be the perfect person to get one of those runner box subscriptions.
Yeah. I think I'd like one of those, too. That's a great idea. Yep. Let's see what else we have on our list. Now, Christine Blair and let's see who else. A few other people wanted something that I thought was really interesting. Let's see. Our buddy Jessica Owatana also wanted a race registration, which I think is a terrific thing, either to a Disney race or to another race. Helen, if you were to get a gift race registration, which race would you run? Doesn't have to be a Disney race.
Oh, wow. That is a crazy thing I hadn't thought about. I think off the top of my head, Big Sur is the one that comes to mind.
Ooh, cool. What about you, Michael?
Actually, Big Sur would have been on my list as well.
Oh, maybe you can debut your kilt at Big Sur.
Yes, yes. We should all go and see that. What about you, Santa?
A race was, well, let me see. Wow. Michelle, this is pretty easy. If I could get a race registration for a Christmas present, I would want a race registration for a Walt Disney World Star Wars half marathon race. Ho, ho, ho! Ah, you walked into that one, young lady.
Did I? I don't know. Okay. Christy Green wanted something interesting, too, which is e-coaching. She wanted e-coaching for Christmas, which I think is also another really cool idea. And our friend Brittany Bear Brown wanted a massage gift certificate after she does Dopey. And Let's see. Rick and Beth Anderson wanted Race Retreat. I don't know if I mentioned that already. That's a great idea, too. And there are several other things here. But, Helen, what else is on your list that we didn't mention?
Well, you know that I love books, so I always have to have a book on my Santa's list. And this year, I think the book I'm recommending is kind of a comic book by the Oatmeal. And yes, a lot of you may have seen it, The Terrible and Wonderful Reasons Why I Run Long Distance.
Yes, Brian Johnson on our Facebook page mentioned that too. So yeah, The Oatmeal, I don't actually know who the person is who does The Oatmeal, but he's a runner and he's fantastic.
Yes, and he speaks to the heart of it, I think.
Yeah, he cuts to right to the chase. And I actually, he has, t-shirts too, like Beat the Glurch. And I guess there was a Glurch half marathon or marathon recently too. But yeah,
He had that. He's coming to Philadelphia next year, so I will be beating the Blurch here.
Oh, the Blurch, the Blurch.
Yes.
Cool, cool. Yeah, so that looks like a great book. And if you just visit his site, theoatmeal.com/running, you can see some of the things that he has on there. Anything else?
I'm looking at my notes. I think that's everything that I have.
All right. I'm going to get back to you in a minute because I know there's another category I want to talk about. What about you, Michael?
And this is just anything or what category?
Yeah, anything else.
Okay, I have three. I'm going to give you three different price points.
Okay.
One thing that I've saw at a race and I never got, but I wished I always had of. It's called Pace Tattoos, and you can get them online, and you can actually customize them, and they're only $5. And basically, you pick a distance, you pick a race, and what your pace is, and it gives you a tattoo that you can put on your forearm, so you can see like what your split should be, things like that. And I always thought for $5, that would be a very handy tool to have, because I know when I run long distances, my ability to do math later in the race isn't that good.
That's great.
Middle thing is a thing I actually got for when I did run a relay. It was actually called Knuckle Lights.
Yeah.
And for $40, it's a pair, and they slip over your four fingers on each hand. And unlike a hat or whatever, when you use these things, because there's one on each hand when you're running, they're unobtrusive. It doesn't interfere with your hands, but it makes such a big wide band of light that you can see everything when you're running, and you are very visible. So I think they're a spectacular product.
And it's constantly moving, so it'll catch people's attention. Yeah.
Yep. And then the last thing was this was $100, but it's something I splurged and got myself last year. It was something I was at a Brookstone, and it's called a mobile sports massager, and it's not a shoebox size. It's about half a shoebox size, but it's this big heavy duty device that has a pressure point at the bottom, and you hold it on your hand. And like, let's say if you have a tight hamstring and you push down on it, turn it on. It is amazing the amount of pressure and the amount of massaging this thing can do on you.
What's that called again, Michael?
It's called a mobile sport massager. And if you go to Brookstone, make sure you put in mobile sport massager, because apparently Brookstone has a lot of other types of massagers, and you really want to get the sport massager.
Yeah, cool. That's actually a New Hampshire company. Just thought you wanted to know that.
Oh.
So another thing that a lot of people ask for, and I know, Michael, you have a lot of experience with this. I don't have any, but Tomaszczyk and somebody else, I think Christopher Johnson, and a few other people said that they wanted a metal rack. And I know that you have a shrine in your house with metals. And where do you get your metal racks?
So some of them have varied. I did get one from Sport Hooks that was basically it's coast to coast. It has the Disney castle on it, and it says coast to coast. And it's a smaller one.
You said Sport Hooks?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then the name of the company that we got, Helen, do you know the one that we got?
I don't, because I didn't get one, so I don't know.
Okay, so I cannot remember the name of it, and it will come back to me. And if I think of it, I'll tell you. Maybe we can put it on the site. But there's one that actually does a lot of custom racks, and they have a lot, and we use them. And then the rest is actually what I've done is I actually used a curtain rod. So basically, I got curtain rod attachments in a style that I liked, and I used that to hang a lot of them up.
Oh, how cool! That's a great idea. All right. Christopher Smith actually had a great idea, which was something that I would really like to have, too, is, you know, maybe for some of your special medals to have them framed. I know that I still have my Boston one that's kind of still on my desk that I'd love to have framed, but that would be a really nice gift that people wouldn't necessarily buy. I'm going to finish up with some miscellaneous stuff, and then I'm going to ask you guys about stocking stuffers. Okay, so be thinking of stocking stuffers. You too, Santa. Okay, so Kelly Orr had a really interesting one that I haven't seen before. She has a website that she mentioned called goneforarun.com, and they have some cookie cutters that have like 13.1, 26.2 runners and things like that. I know we have definitely people who are cookie makers who listen to the podcast, Carly O'Brien's one. So that would be kind of a neat thing. A lot of people mention gift cards. So gift cards to running stores, gift cards to Disney gift cards, things like that would be really, really great. John Thompson mentioned any of the Nike Flash line is really great for, you know, clearly seeing things, you know, clearly reflecting things when you're running, especially in the dark. And Liz Driscoll talked about maybe getting a new Pandora with Disney beads and runner beads. So those are all really great ideas. I'm glad we asked people about these things. So the last category that we're going to talk about is stocking stuffers. So I just mentioned Carly O'Brien. She says, my husband gets a Christmas stocking for her filled with goo, naan, socks, biofreeze, and then he adds in some iTunes gift cards for a running playlist. That is a fantastic stocking. So, Helen, what would you recommend that runners put in a runner's stocking for holidays?
Well, we already talked about this a little bit before when we were talking about the runner box. I always like to get new flavors of goo or other kinds of nutrition. I think that's a great thing. My new favorite nutrition treat, I guess, it's called Picky Bars. Have you guys tried those?
No.
They're called Picky Bars for picky eaters. but anyway, it's the nutrition company started by Lauren Fleshman, who is a professional runner, and her husband, who's a professional triathlete, I think, anyway. And anyway, they're like real food, you know, gluten-free, whatever. It's like all pretty much natural ingredients, and they're really flavorful and tasty. So I like them. They're my new treat. So I would like to get those.
Okay. Anything else in your stocking?
And this is another really silly thing, but I have longer hair that I always like to put in a ponytail, and I can never have enough hair tie, like little, you know, ponytail holder, scrunchy type things. So I always like to get them in my stocking too.
Cool.
More colorful, the better.
All right, Michael?
Yeah, I think a couple things. First of all, I think any runner would appreciate if you either gave them an envelope with cash or a American Express gift card and tell them it's only for use at a runner expo. Every runner loves to go to the expo, and most runners feel guilty about spending a lot of money at an expo, and giving them something that they could spend specifically at an expo, I think would go over very big. Additionally, I did talk about the nutrition stuff earlier, and I do think that the idea of the gift cards is always good. And by the way, if you might get some background noise because a lot of people just came in, so I apologize.
No problem.
But I also think that gloves, disposable gloves, are very good. A lot of times you go to races, you get these cheap gloves, and they sell them out there. And if you could have them, they're very good. And it actually is something that I go through a lot of them, and it's very nice because then you lose one or they break down, and it's always good to have those.
Yeah, those, you can get them at Target or Walmart
yep.
for a dollar type of thing. Yeah.
Yep.
Good idea. Santa, what about you? Any ideas?
Well, you know, Michelle, over the last couple of years, I've gotten a lot of lists from runners, and a lot of these things really can go into stockings. And one of the things is I've been able to find little small, I don't know what you call it, dispensers of Body Glide. And a lot of the runners sometimes forget they need Body Glide from time to time, so I make it a point to do that. Body Glide and even little chapstick things. I know that the ladies sometimes worry about their lips being chapped. Of course, there's the goo. I mean, the gels, of course, and the chalk blocks and things like that. So I don't think that you can go wrong with thinking about the things that runners kind of run out of. And give them a good supply to start off the new year.
You know, Santa, I just realized that you have a Massachusetts accent. That's charming.
Well, you see, I was...
Or I should say, yes. It's charming.
It's very charming, yes. I used to have a Midwestern accent, but I spend a lot of time in New England, so...
All right. Yes. Well, I think that about wraps up our episode today. We definitely have a lot of ideas. I know I started making a list of things that I want. And Helen and Michael, I wish you very happy holidays. We are getting ahead of the game here since we're just in November, but I hope you get everything that's on your list. Thank you.
Thank you. And by the way, Allied Metals was the other display thing.
Oh, great. I Googled it. Terrific. Thank you. Thank you, Helen.
Oh, you're welcome. I love to be on the show.
And Santa, thank you for coming along. I hope you took note of all these things.
Well, I did, Michelle. Thank you for coming along. And Michelle and Helen and Michael, I hope that the rest of the year I will see you on the nice list and keep off that naughty list because you never know. Santa's always watching. Whoop! I got a phone call. It's from my brother, Kevin Kringle. Sorry, I have to go right now. Thank you.
All right. Well, bye, Santa. And I'm hoping that we can convince our show notes guy, Rich, to put a lot of these links in the show notes. And if you have any other suggestions, please put them on our Facebook page. You can tag us on Twitter at Mickey Miles Pod. And we hope that we gave you enough time to make a very long list and that you get everything you want for the holidays. So for my co-host Santa, for Michael Miller reporting from Walt Disney World, and from Helen Dunn, we will see you on the road.
Merry Christmas!
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
And by All-Star Vacation Homes, who are offering a last-minute Orlando vacation special. The special runs from September 22nd to December 19th, and you would get a fifth night free when you stay for four nights. That's right. To take advantage of this special, call 1-866-385-5384. And for more information, you can visit them at allstarvacationhomes.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's episode of the Mickey Miles Podcast. The Mickey Miles Podcast is not affiliated with, authorized, or endorsed by, or in any way officially connected with Run Disney, the Walt Disney Company, Disney Enterprises, Inc., or any of their affiliates. We hope you enjoyed listening. Our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast, where you can give us your comments and feedback on the show. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. And if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles Podcast, this is Rick Gray saying until next time, thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the road.